The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the AP McCoy Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I'm joined by AP to look ahead to Sandown's card on Friday. Obviously we've got the Tingle Creek coming up on Saturday, but a decent card on Friday to look forward to, and hopefully we can grab a couple of winners. Morning AP, how's things?
Morning, good thanks. All good thanks, Alex, yeah.
Very good. As I said there, it's obviously not the strongest card today in terms of compared to tomorrow, and compared to, in fairness, some of the meetings that we've spoken recently, we've had a feast of action, if you like, for Jumps fans, but it's still pretty competitive today, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Obviously there's a few races with not so many runners, but a few competitive races all the same. It'll be hard enough to find the winners.
Yeah. Okay then. Well, we'll kick things off with the 12:35. It's a juvenile hurdle over the extended 2 miles. Tricky little race to sort of get a handle on here. Sweet Deal seems to be pretty well fancied for the Nicky Henderson team, but he's yet to run over hurdles.
Yeah, he was a decent enough flat horse with Jeremy Nasida. Starting off with Nicky Henderson, obviously he's pretty much always a good place for a horse to start. As I said, pretty good flat form. We'll see how he gets on. I like Violet Dancer, Gary Murs, he won at Plumpton. He was rated a little bit lower than Sweet Deal on the flat, but he seemed to take the jump and really liked it and was very impressive. I think of all the horses that have ran in this race, he's definitely the best of those. And I'm really only looking at Sweet Deal as his main danger. And not that I would be normally one to oppose a Mickey Henderson one in a juvenile hurdle first time out, but I think Violet Dancer's going to take all the beat.
Okay then, Violet Dancer the pick there in the opener. Next up is the 110. It is a novices handicap chase over 2.5 miles. You ride Foundation Man here, AP. Horse that we've spoken about before. You weren't mad keen on his chances before his Kempton win, but he did seem to sort of get it together a bit more there, and he's got claims here.
Yeah, he's got claims. He won last time at Kempton. As we said, he beat a horse called Upton Meet, who was fairly exposed. So the form is only okay, I would think. But hopefully he can keep improving. He's open to improving because he hasn't had many runs. Hopefully he's got a good chance again. The obvious ones, the likes of the Italian Yabas, 6 lengths behind Valdez, who won at Newbury during the week or last weekend. And that's not bad form. Miss Ballantyne of Nicky Henderson's has got some decent form, won at Huntingdon earlier on in the year over hurdles, and was second at Worcester. Hopefully Foundation Man is up to winning again. I certainly wouldn't put anyone off backing him, so I'm going to go with Foundation Man.
Okay then, Foundation Man there in the 110. Next up is the 145. It is the Winter Novices Hurdle, a Grade 2 contest over 2.5 miles. Nice little contest this, AP. You ride Oscar Fortune, who's a very nice horse in his own right, but comes up against Beat That and San Roque, who are potentially very smart.
Yeah, Oscar Fortune is one of his last two. He won last time at Carlisle. Before that, he won at Huntingdon. Good, tough horse. I'd be slightly concerned that the ground might be on the good side for him. Beat That, as you said, was very impressive when he won on his only start at Ascot. San Roque pretty much improved from early summer till now. Battled on well to win last time at Cheltenham. Yeah, I mean, I think Sandrock is probably the one to beat. I think Beat That and Oscar Fortune are two of the horses that are going to give most to do. Very tough race, you know, it's hard to call. Sandrock has probably got the best form, so we should probably go with him, you know, but hopefully Oscar Fortune, hopefully.
Okay, then. Next up is the 220. It is the Future Stars Chase listed contest over 3.5 miles a furlong. Disappointing that just the three got the post here, AP. You couldn't rule any of them out, but it looks pretty much a match between Rolling Aces and Harry Topper, who won the Charlie Hall last time out.
Yeah, it's a race that doesn't normally attract many runners. Harry Topper, as you said, won the Charlie Hall, battled on well to win there. Rolling Aces, one up and down Royal, it was quite impressive. And Vino Grigio has literally had his ups and downs with jumps, and if he liked more downs than ups, to be honest, he's fallen and seen it in his two starts. He's not a bad horse, and to be outsider of three, I certainly wouldn't put anyone off backing an outsider of three, Vino Grigio, but I think Rolling Aces is probably the most obvious one. I think his winning down Royal was probably the best form, so. Rolling Aces probably, but I say Vino Grigio 8 or 10 to 1 might be worth the old wife's tale of the outsider three. Maybe Vino Grigio is not that far behind these two.
Okay. Next up is the 255. It is an amateur jockey's chase, 3 miles, half a furlong the trip once again. This race certainly has a slight more open look to it, AP.
Yeah, very much so. He started off a top dancer, won at Newbury. Got a very good amateur on him in Jamie Codd. Marion Square, Paul Nichols was good. Bits of good form. He's not one of Paul Nichols' more leading lights. McCool River won well at Taunton last time, having not shown much form at all. It's very difficult. You'd probably have to go with top dancer, as he was pretty consistent last time. I think top dancer for me to probably beat Cool River.
Okay, then, top dancer in the penultimate contest. The final race is the 325. It's a novice's handicap hurdle over 2 miles. The most competitive race on the card, but by some distance, this AP. Where should we start with this one?
Proud Times won pretty easy last time. Was very impressive winner. Only got a £7 penalty from when he won at Utoxeter last week. He won 15 lengths. Was very impressive. A few of the obviously Mickey Henderson's Reverb is making having a go on a handicap, and he's been consistent without being been overly impressive. And the other one that we would maybe concern is Ulan Butte of Venetia Williams, who has obviously got winning form last time. And he's definitely won without a chance, but as well. But I like Proud Times, that he was impressive, and the fact that he's in here only off £7 higher. It's such a competitive race. You know, he looks like he's in the best form at the moment. So I think the £7 penalty might not. So I'm gonna go with him. Proud Times for me in the last.
Okay then, Proud Times in the 325. Thank you very much, AP. Thanks for your time. Best of luck today, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.